This is the Children's Home Hour, originating in Bristol, Tennessee. This is Brother Mike Nixon, and I'd like to welcome you to the broadcast today. We thank you for joining us and count it a privilege of ours to come into your place of listening. We trust the broadcast to be a blessing and a help to you. And I'd like to begin it with a word of prayer, so if you could, pray with us. Father, we come to you in the name of Jesus. We thank you, Lord, for this opportunity to be here with the listeners, be here on the radio, Lord. God, we thank you, Lord, for your darling son loving us, giving his life for us. Thinking about the scripture, said Christ, by the grace of God, tasted death for every man. Appreciate that grace, Lord. God, we ask you once again, have your will and your way. Lord, I pray for the missionaries, the children's home, all the work. God, it's yours. I appreciate that, Lord, that you let us into something that's real. Lord, I'm glad today that you've loved us enough, cared for us, Lord, supplied all of our needs according to your riches in glory. And God, we ask you, Lord, just to continue to do what's pleasing unto you. We'll give you the glory and honor through it all. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Brethren, let me make just a few quick announcements concerning the work that we're engaged in. Ask you to continue to pray for our children's homes, the one here in Bristol, Tennessee, one in North India, one in South India, one in Romania, as well as the feeding centers in Romania, Bulgaria. I sure appreciate what the Lord's doing in those regions, in those areas, souls that he's saving, and it's all the work of God. He let us in on some things, and we appreciate that. And we're just receiving the blessings of him, and it's all his. And he's the one doing it. We want to give him the glory and honor. And I do ask you once again to pray for all of the missionaries in those areas as God continues to use them. Sure appreciate the word of God. I'm glad that we've got a reason to go on down the road in that and with him. And so anyway, if you would, please remember these things. We'd like to ask you to write us this week, if you would. Write us at Tri-State Baptist Children's Home, Post Office Box 888, Bristol, Tennessee, 37621, or at Charity Baptist Mission, Post Office Box 692, Bristol, Tennessee, 37621. And at this time, we're going to go to the auditorium of the Brookside Baptist Church, and we trust you'll enjoy the message.
I've found the sweet heaven of sunshine at last, and Jesus is bending above. His dear arms around me are lovingly cast, and sweetly he tells his love.
The tempest is o'er,
the tempest is o'er.
I'm safe
evermore, I'm safe evermore. What gladness, what rapture is mine.
The danger is past,
the danger is past.
I'm
anchored at last, and anchored in love divine. He saw me in danger and lovingly came to pilot my storm-beaten soul. Sweet peace he has spoken, and bless his dear name. The billows no longer roll.
The tempest is o'er,
the tempest is o'er.
I'm safe evermore,
I'm safe evermore. What gladness, what rapture is mine. His love shall control me in life and in death. Completely I'll trust till the end. I'll praise him each hour, and my last fleeting breath shall sing of my soul's best friend.
The tempest is o'er,
the tempest is o'er.
I'm safe evermore,
I'm safe evermore. What gladness, what rapture is mine.
The danger is past,
the danger is past.
Amen. Amen. I appreciate that. Amen. That's good singing. I hope the Lord will come on by in a few minutes and help us to see that we need Him more than anything else. You know, I don't care what you think about it. I want to preach this morning on how they used to get saved. That'll be my text, John. How they used to get saved. I want to read it to you. Well, they all get saved the same way. You get saved the same way they used to get saved. But this is the way they used to get saved, and if you ever get saved, you'll have to get saved the old way. Amen. In Acts chapter 16, and this is the way it happened. We saw it demonstrated here Thursday night. Bible said in verse 25, Acts chapter 16, verse 25, and at midnight, Paul and Silas prayed and sang praises unto God, and the prisoners heard them. Now, I'm preaching on how they used to get saved. Now, the prisoners heard them. What was they doing? They were singing. Amen. And they were singing praises to God. Amen. Now, I mean, you don't think singing's got much to do with it. Well, it's got a whole lot to do with it. That's what happened here Thursday night. They were singing here a Thursday night, and I had to ask William twice what they were singing. I forgot, and I wrote it down. Love covers all sin. Amen. That's what they were singing. And there's a bringing on God and a testifying about what God had done. And there's a singing praises and a praying, and that's the way folks got saved back in them days. There wasn't a knocking on the jailer's door, bless God, they's in jail.
Yeah, amen.
I mean, you know who come knocking on the jailer's door is God.
Amen.
God must have knocked on his door because the earthquake came. And buddy, I want to tell you, it woke him up. Amen. But the Bible says that Paul and Silas was a singing praises to God.
Amen.
Now, they wasn't a singing to the crowd. I said to somebody the other day, and this may shock you, and may bless you, and it may knock some of you plumb out. Don't turn the radio off because I'm going to say something you don't like to hear. Listen to me. I get tired of all of these professional singers that's quit working and they're making a living off of the crucified Son of God that's just going around singing for a living and they're singing about Jesus, and then they get out on their buses and get drunk and take pills and all that stuff. You say you don't know that. I had them to do it right here in church. I had some national professional singers here one time, and they had to lead one of them out, and he got out there on the bus and he said drunk he didn't know where he'd at. You say, well, that ain't so. It is so. I mean, I talked to him, but I thought he was sick. No, he wasn't sick, brother. I mean, he probably dead now. That's a long time ago, and I ain't going to tell you who it was, but it did happen here at Brookside. And it can happen all over the country. I believe you ought to sing the spirit and the understanding. And I believe that Paul and Silas, they didn't have no instruments to lead them. They didn't have no drums to play. And that's surprising. They didn't have no band behind them. They didn't have no canned music where somebody had made a tape, you know, where you can buy it off of some fella that just got through taping for the devil. That was a taping a song for the Lord, and you buy it, put it on your little recorder and play it while you sing. You say, I don't like that. Leave that radio on. We're going to hell because of what I'm preaching today. That's the reason this nation's going to hell. You're not getting folks saved, all this junk.
Amen.
Got to get saved the old time way, you don't get saved.
Amen.
So Paul and Silas were singing. And the Bible said to sing and make sing psalms and hymns and spiritual songs. Singing, making a melody in your heart to the Lord.
Amen.
Boy, I tell you right now, we got a lot of stuff going on. You say, don't you believe in string music? I'll tell you what. Honestly, I'd rather hear them sing a cappella everybody in the church and everywhere else like they used to. When God had come through, you can hear them sing.
Amen.
You know what they're singing about.
Amen.
But all this boom, boom, bang, bang, whang, bang, whang stuff, I mean, nobody knows who's doing that, and it sure ain't God. I mean, we modify rock music and bring it in the church and think that's God. That ain't God. He ain't nowhere near. And the only thing he entertains is the flesh. And the only spirit you get off of that is the devil. Don't you turn that off. You listen, I might be trying to help you this morning. And you better pick up your ears and listen to me. And I'm talking to preachers mostly. I know I ain't got none here in the church much, but I'm talking to you that's listening to me. Somebody said the other day, and I've said it for a long time, we got to work on the preachers before we get the rest up right. Preachers have to get right first. Listen, we've got preachers today that's Balaam's bunch. They sold their self out for hire. Hey, listen, if you get hired to be a preacher, I want you young men to know this. Bless God, God never called you to get hired, and he never called you to get fired. And he never called you to take up a job in preaching just because there's money in it. Bless God, if that's all you're preaching for, quit, get out, and go home. Get you a job of digging ditches or making liquor. Be better off. You'd be a lot better off. I was thinking this morning, we got beer joints all over town and all over the country and up on State Street to tell me they had some beer joints up there. I got to thinking, Sam, it'd be better for us to pass laws, put all these beer joints and liquor stores out of business, put them back in the woods. You say, well, it'd get worse. No, it wouldn't, because every one of this outfit's too lazy to make liquor. They're too lazy to carry the sugar back in the woods. We wouldn't have no liquor made. They're too lazy to carry it back in the woods. And they'd be too lazy to haul it if you got it out for them. And they'd be too lazy to go get it. So, honey, we could cut it out. If we put it back like it used to be, put the stills back in the woods, back in the hollow where you have to cut wood, I guarantee you there wouldn't be no wood cut. It's a good way to get rid of the liquor crowd. Well, I didn't aim to preach on that this morning, but it just come through my mind, and I'm preaching what's on my mind this morning. Had a headache last night and told God, I said, I'm going to sleep, and if you don't wake me up with a message on my heart, I won't have one. And about 3 o'clock, he gave me this one. And son, I went back to sleep and told God, I believe you can handle it all right, and I'm preaching it. And at midnight, Paul and Silas prayed. They wasn't watching TV. They're praying, and they're singing praises unto God, and the prisoners heard them. They wasn't afraid to be heard. They was a praising God. And here the other night, this soul got saved when the singers was a-singing, and Rick and a bunch of them was up praising God. Amen. Tell how good God was. Amen. I guarantee you they're singing about the goodness of God. I guarantee you, old Paul said, God, Silas, thank God good. Amen. And I believe old Silas said, amen, brother. Amen. We preached about all this stuff. How bad God is. I've got news for you, honey. God, the Lord, he is good. Yeah. And his mercy endured forever. Yeah. Ain't never done nothing bad. Ain't gonna do nothing bad. And you say, well, who done all that to me? Wasn't God. Yeah. Wasn't God. Yeah. God's good. Yeah. I like what Ricky's preaching the other night about that prodigal son. He said, God never killed, the father never killed the son, he killed the calf. There's a lot of calves ought to be killed. But I want you to know right now, the father never killed his son. Ain't no real good father going to kill his son. Ain't nobody going to do that because he's mean. You're going to love him if you're what you ought to be. You'll love him. I don't care what he does. You'll love him. Love covers all sin. That's what it said here in the word. That's what it says. So there's a singing. Paul and Silas prayed and sang praises. Oh, didn't have all that bunch. Lord God, you think that this crowd's getting them saved with all that music they've got? We've got churches today all over this country. I mean, the windows is just shaking while they're playing in the churches. I don't really believe in that. I never did let no drums cover this, because I can't have here no how. And I sure don't want a bunch of beating harder than I can listen. Well, I got to hurry on. And suddenly, I want to tell you right now how it happened just like that. Suddenly, the earthquake came. You see, when God's people gets in tune, God will get on the scene.
Amen.
I mean, God's interested in singing, and he's interested in hearing people praise God.
Amen.
You say, well, don't you have to have a little preaching? Well, praising God's preaching. When you get up and tell how good God is, and how wonderful God is, and what a great, wonderful God you've got, and what all he's done for you, and I'm glad I'm saved, and I'm glad God saved me, that's good, buddy.
Amen.
That's good preaching.
Amen.
Preaching
Amen.
On things ain't preaching.
Yes,
preaching on getting healed ain't preaching.
Amen.
Preaching on getting saved is a wonderful thing.
Amen.
Now, this Philippian jailer got saved. I'll get down to it in a minute. But the Bible said suddenly there was a great earthquake, so that the foundation of the prison shaken. Boy, out there right now, these folks that's in prison ought to get out. We got Baptists in prison all over the United States today, sitting in the Baptist church, and the doors ain't locked, but they're in prison. They're afraid to move, afraid to get out, afraid to go out. They're trying to keep from touching anything, or tasting anything, or doing anything. They say, boy, I mean, I'm scared to death of God. You ought to be scared of the devil.
Amen. Amen.
God loves you.
Amen.
But they found that they're in prison now, and they're singing, and the prison doors are shaking. Immediately all the doors are open, and every man's bands were loose. Wouldn't that be a good revival? I know this is a literal jail they're talking about, but I'd like to see that happen in a Baptist church.
Amen.
All the bands gets off. And you find out you're saved. Find out you're free. If the signs make you free, you're free indeed. Great God, your sins are all gone. You're loose. You're not bound anymore. You're not tied up anymore. You're at liberty. You've got liberty. And you've got freedom. And you can enjoy God. And you can shout where you want to. Lord God, you shout the Baptist church now, and they look at you like a new cave for looking at a gate. And what in the God's heaven is that? I mean, I heard just recently in a meeting not far away, big meeting, preaching good, singing no good, but somebody finally shouted, and they all looked at him. Baptist, what's wrong with him? Well, what's wrong with you that ain't doing it? What's worrying me?
Amen.
I mean, listen, there's a shouting the other night, and a praising God and a singing, and God got the shaking around here. And Ricky told me, he said, when I sit down, I said, shaking so bad, how they're going to fall apart. And that girl come up here. Nobody told her to come. Nobody asked her to come. God just invited her. And I stood up here and said, there's somebody here who needs to get saved. And she come and got saved.
Amen.
Now, ain't that good?
Yes, sir. Amen.
But Paul and Silas never even gave invitations.
Amen.
That's the way they used to do it. That's the way they used to do it. And the keeper of the prison awakened out of his sleep. That'd be good if a bunch of these deadhead, sorry, low-down people, lost without God, going to hell in the Baptist church, would wake up this morning and find out you're lost.
Yeah.
Be the best thing ever was. He was in the, Lord, he woke up out of his sleep, seeing the prison doors open, and he drew out his sword and would have killed himself, supposing that the prisoners had fled. I mean, he's keeping the prison house. Be good for some of these preachers to find out. The doors is open.
Amen.
The prisoners has all got loose. Most of them want to kill themselves because their preaching's all a mess.
Yeah,
oh, God help me. Pray for me right hard. And the Bible said, but Paul cried with a loud voice saying, do thyself no harm. We're all here. Oh, God, you don't have to kill yourself. It's all right. God's in the midst. Then he called for a light. This is the jailer. He called for a light. And sprang in, came trembling, and fell down before Paul and Silas. and said, "Sirs, what must I do to be saved?" Now, old time conviction had seized his soul. Had nobody been talking to him? Nobody took him down the Romans road. Nobody had even took him down the Damascus road. Bless God, he was sitting there at the jailhouse asleep, and God woke him up.
Amen.
We're sending America to hell trying to win them. And the only reason we're trying to win them is to get our churches full of people so we can count noses and nickels.
Right.
We're about like this welfare outfit is by loving children. They don't love children. I tell them if they hear, they're going to, some of them hear me on the radio, they don't care for the youngins. They just care for their job.
Right.
And most preachers are preaching the same way.
Right.
They don't care if everybody in town goes to hell, long as they get a good salary and their insurance paid and a new car every year and somebody to pat them on the back and to see the world. They don't care. Don't turn that radio off.
You're right. Amen. Yes, sir.
You say, I don't like that. I don't like what you're doing either.
Amen.
No, we're even. You say, "I'd like to meet you." Come on. I live at Bristol, Tennessee on the Van Strink Road, 242nd Avenue. Meet me anytime you want to. "Sirs, what must I do to be saved?" That's the fellow who want to get saved. I wonder what made him want to get saved. God come through. You can't get a sinner saved till God comes through. Hey, man, you can't get a sinner saved. You go out there and read him every book and every word in the book, he'll still go to hell. The Bible said to let her kill him. It's the spirit that maketh alive. You go out there and tell every joker in town, you're going to hell. They'll run up to him and say, "You don't go to heaven?" Well, anybody's got a chance wants to go to heaven. Amen. Muslims want to go to heaven, but they don't want to go through the way of the cross. They don't believe in Jesus. They don't believe in the blood. They don't believe that Jesus ever died. They don't believe he's the Son of God, but they want to go to heaven, and they'll kill you to get there.
Amen. You're right.
Because they think there's going to be a lot of pretty women up there. That's what they believe. Amen. Muslims want to go to heaven. And the devil wanted to go to heaven. So how do you know? Because he said, "One day I'm going to set my throne above the stars of God."
Right.
Anybody that's got any sense wants to go to heaven. But these dudes that are promoting this stuff will preach it. And say, "What you do, you just go out there and ask them if they want to go to heaven. And then if they do, just read a verse of scripture. If you confess with your mouth the Lord Jesus, believe in your heart, God raised him from the dead, thou shalt be saved." And then ask them if they'll trust Jesus. Ask them if they'll get baptized and pay their tithes. They do that. I know you ain't shouting, but that's all right. He'll come by one day. And they brought him out, and he said, "Sirs, what must I do to be saved?" And they said, now listen what they said. They said, "Believe on the Lord Jesus Christ." You mean, preacher, that's all I have to do? That's what he had to do. "Believe on the Lord Jesus Christ, and thou shalt be saved in thy house."
Amen.
Let the whole crowd of you get saved. Amen. If you believe, the rest of them will follow you.
Amen.
Man, God is on the scene, wasn't he?
Amen.
Yeah. Hey, the jailhouse done shook open. The prisoners all loose, and everybody's standing there scared to run. Hey, you ain't never seen it, and I know you ain't never seen it, but I've been to a few meetings in my early days before 48 and back in them days before hell took over around here. I've seen it when sinners are scared to move. The jailer was scared, but the sinners, the prisoners were scared to move. And everybody that's lost is a prisoner going to hell. You're bound by the devil. The Bible said, they said, "Believe on the Lord Jesus Christ, and thou shalt be saved thy house." And they spake unto him the word of the Lord, and all that was in his house. And he took them that same night and washed their stripes, and was baptized, he and all his straightway. You say, who baptized? Must have been Silas. Because Paul said he didn't baptize but two or three families. That's what he said. Two or three. Don't look at me like that. Great God, wake up. I know it's hot in here, But Lord, it's going to be harder where these folks are going.
Amen.
Here's another fellow that got saved, and this is the way Gentiles got saved. Maybe I'll preach that on how the Jews get saved. But old Cornelius was a great man. Listen to what he'd done. He is a devout man, feared God with all of his house, gave much alms to the people, and prayed to God always. Now, I mean, that's pretty good doings. But he's going to hell, and he had to get saved. Now, this is over in Acts chapter 10. And the Bible said, and he saw a vision. But the ninth hour of the day, he saw a vision. And an angel of God coming in and saying unto him, Cornelius. And when he looked up on him, he was afraid and said, what is it, Lord? And he said unto him, thy prayers and thine alms have come up before the memorial before God. Now, it didn't mean that he's going to get saved by them. It just got up and got God's attention. Now, send into Joppa and call for one Simon, whose surname is Peter, and he lodgeth with one Simon, a tanner, whose house is by the seaside, and he'll tell you what thou oughtest to do. And he went and got him, and of course he come over there and told him how to be saved. Now here's what he said to do to be saved. The Lord in verse 10, chapter 10, verse 43, and all the prophets witnesses that through his name, whosoever believeth in him shall receive remission of sin. Now, this preacher in Acts chapter 10, preaching to a bunch of Jews, same preacher, preaching to this to another crowd, but preaching to them Jews, he said, repent. And be baptized, every one of you. Who was he preaching to? Israelites. Repent and be baptized, every one of you, for the remission of sin, and you shall receive the gift of the Holy Ghost. For the promise is unto you and to your children, to all that's afar off, to all that the Lord thy God shall call. And he's talking to Israel, because it said in the verse 2 above that, I want all the house of Israel to know. But here is Peter over here preaching, same preacher. Said the Lord, give us the prophets witness, and whosoever believeth in him should receive remission of sin, preaching to Gentiles. All you had to do was believe. No baptism, no repenting, no getting the Holy Ghost, no nothing. Just believe while he yet spake these words. God didn't give him time to preach at all. I imagine old Peter had wound up preaching the same thing them he'd been preaching them to. But you see, God stopped him. But he had spake these words, the Holy Ghost fell on all of them that came with Peter. Was astonished that on the Gentiles, all of them had heard the word. And on the Gentiles also was poured out the gift of the Holy Ghost, heard him speak with tongue and magnify God. Amen. Then answered Peter, can any man forbid water? You see, them Jews has to be baptized according to the Peter. They had to be, and they was, all the way back from Noah on up through here. But it wasn't Camelites, it was Israelites. Whole lot of difference.
Well, I trust you've enjoyed the message this week. Once again, write us at Tri-State Baptist Children's Home, Post Office Box 888, Bristol, Tennessee, 37621. Or at Charity Baptist Mission, Post Office Box 692, Bristol, Tennessee, 37621. And until next week, God bless you.